Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Matthew chapter 28, verses 8 through verse 15, and the Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Matthew, the 28th chapter. So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." While they were going, behold, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests all that had taken place. And when they had assembled with the elders and taken counsel, they gave a sufficient sum of money to the soldiers and said, "Tell people, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we were asleep. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." So they took the money and did as they were directed. And this story has been spread among the Jews to this day. Hallelujah! Christ is risen. The theme of faith and unbelief continues today. The women depart the tomb with a mixture of fears and joys. Fear because the Lord's fiery angels always strike fear into the hearts of those they address. Fear because they had not believed, as they should have, what the Lord had told them so many times before. Fear, perhaps, because they had not seen only a giant stone rolled back in an earthquake with an angel sitting on top of it, but also those strong and fearsome guards at the tomb trembling and become like dead men. But despite all of that, joy, because of the word of God alone. He has risen as he said. Their day began in unbelief, but that is being rolled back also. And they do believe the word of God. They're like Peter, who, at the Lord's word, lets down his nets for one more attempt. And they go off like 10 lepers running to the temple to do as they were told. But to this is added the blessed greeting of Jesus, which takes away their fears entirely. When they do see Jesus, they worship him. They cling to him. As John's gospel said that Mary did when she lingered at the tomb too. What does this mean? It means first that he is no ghost. He's not an hallucination or imagined by them. The idea that the women, and much less the disciples, would imagine that Jesus had rose from the dead, that ascribes entirely too much faith for them on Easter morning, as all the accounts tell us. Also, as Bach's little account tells us, the conversation in the Easter oratorio. There, the women might address the men and call them cold and loveless because they're hiding away in the upper room. They have to be shamed by some women who are bolder than these men because they actually go to the tomb. And the men might respond, "No, our grief is what led us this whole time to be keeping heartfelt vigil, weeping over the Sabbath, honoring our slain Jesus. You were bringing the salts for burial, but we were bringing forth our salty tears for him." And then the women have to say, "Well, both of us were wrong, weren't we? Both of these efforts were needless, because our Lord is not slain anymore." Secondly, they grasp his feet because he is graspable. He is truly risen. In Luke's gospel, he eats the piece of fish to show it. Here, they can lay hold of him. Was it a pleasant thing to touch him, those feet that had been pierced into which and over which so much blood must have rushed? Probably not. And yet it was blessed in this, that it confirms that this is not a stunt double. This is not a stand-in. There has been no sleight of hand. The very man who had died now stands before them. And notice, he stands before them. Notice that he is not like some man who had almost died, limping out of the tomb, weak, crawling out after being revived. No, he lives, and he lives with a new vigor of new life, with scars and muscles that are already healed more than what 3 days should have granted them. And thirdly, see that they not only cling to him, but they worship him as they cling to him. He is the Lord. He is the Christ. He is true God and true man, and they have no hesitancy to worship him in his flesh, just as he has no hesitancy to be worshiped by them. He is worthy to be feared, and yet he, like his angels, like he always does, bids them to now set those fears aside. Now, in contrast to all of the unbelief of the disciples, the men and the women, which the Lord gradually over Easter Day turns to faith by his word and by his flesh, there is one group in the story that always believed, in a way, and that's the chief priests and the Pharisees and the Jewish elders. They believe. They believe like the demons do. They shudder at the thought of all of this, and they scheme at the thought of all of this. They are the only ones in the story who took Jesus' repeated words seriously, even if they did not take them to heart in faith. They were afraid that someone was going to make it look like he had risen from the dead. They were afraid initially that someone would come and steal his body and then make a claim, and that this would be even worse than everything that had caused them to plot against Jesus in the first place. That's why they posted the guard. They knew the ramifications and the outcomes of a risen Jesus. They expected that the message would spread and would succeed if that looked like it had happened. And they were really wrong about nothing in that. The resurrection of Christ would and does vindicate his words. The resurrection of Christ would and does show him to be the Son of God. The resurrection of Christ puts them in the wrong from start to finish. But maybe worst of all, as it always is in the petty thoughts of men, it undoes all of their hard work. It's these unbelieving Jews that expect the resurrection in a strange way, and they thought they could stop it. In truth, we see that they made it all the more believable. Because with guards, no disciples could have snuck in. With guards, no body could have walked out. Dear Christians, if Christ were not raised, our faith would be in vain. But now, indeed, is Christ risen from the dead, just as he said. The stories of unbelief and opposition to him do not add up and do not carry water. While the Gospels speak truthfully and convincingly, and all the more truthfully and convincingly in these voices, the voices of women, the voices of disciples who that morning did not expect it and certainly did not have the will to orchestrate any kind of fraud. They are as surprised and joyful also as we ought to be. Therefore, let your fears and your doubts give way to joy. And, O come, let us cling to him and worship him also. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.